1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Tell you about things today, including our casino night. We want to tell you about a live broadcast we'll be doing from the Museum of Television and Radio. And we'll get to our first guest, Margaret Gray, from A Little Bird Told Me, a nationally syndicated columnist about actor Richard Farnsworth, who you might not immediately recognize the name, but I think you'd know the face. He was a former stuntman and a two-time Academy Award nominee. He died apparently of a self-inflicted gunshot wound Friday night. He was 80 years of age. Now, Richard Farnsworth, you might recall, was in the film The Straight Story. You may know that he also was nominated for an Academy Award. That was about a guy, a true story of an old man that rode a riding lawnmower across the country. He was also in, I think, The Natural and a few other films. Margaret's on the line from, I don't know where you are this afternoon.
Having some lunch, Phil.
Okay, so you're over...
I'm at the commissary, yeah.
Okay. What? Give me a brief filmography.
Well, Richard Farnsworth, Phil, played a marvelous part in The Natural with Robert Redford.
Yeah, and Wilfred Brimley.
He was the assistant coach on the baseball team. He was also in The Two Jakes with Jack Nicholson. He was in The Gray Fox. Really an interesting and versatile actor. And I will tell you, Phil, that I feel so terrible about what has happened to him.
It's a sad thing when a man reaches that age and decides, you know...
Well, Phil, I will tell you that I am so sorry. He was a talented man. I don't know if I fault him. I'm not going to say that his death has anything to do with perhaps what some other actors or actresses might contemplate. I've tried to say, Phil, that he was in a place where he realized that perhaps it was time to move on. When you look at the other actors who have not won Oscars, there is an option. And Richard Farnsworth took the option. He was nominated twice for Academy Award.
But he did not shoot himself because of a lack of Academy Awards.
That's right, Phil. That's why I don't know whether this is applicable in this sense.
And he apparently was in great pain from cancer.
From cancer, yes. But there are others, I think, who need to know they do have that option. And there are others, I think, who have been up for the Academy Award and really need to be sat down and told it isn't going to happen, Phil. That there.
For instance... I mean, you're talking about Richard. Let's not talk about Richard Farnsworth in this sense, though. He committed suicide because he was in great pain from cancer.
He was, Phil. No, I'm talking about the possibility that he might have done himself in because his last great hope for an Oscar was by him.
And what other actors are you talking about?
Well, Phil, there's Charlton Heston, who is now getting on in years. Charlton Heston's been up for the Academy Award, hasn't won. There is a Gloria Stewart. God, she's 87, almost 90 years of age. Her last great hope was Titanic. She didn't win. Wilfred Brimley. Bob Hope. Let's talk a little bit about... And then, of course, you have the actors who are gone because they knew it wasn't going to happen.
And you're saying that there are older actors out there who are dying because they didn't win an Academy Award or should consider that?
I'm saying they should consider it only because that's why they're hanging on, Phil.
And but they have life, okay?
But that's the reason why they're hanging on. Hunts Hall hung on for a long time. And when he finally realized it wasn't going to...
Hunts Hall, if I'm not mistaken...
Yes.
...was in the Dead End, the Bowery Boys movies, right?
Yes, he was.
With Leo Gorcey.
Yes.
What Academy Award was he going to win?
I think he was holding out for a lifetime achievement on the Hunts Hall, on the Leo Gorcey collaboration.
And all right, who else?
Well, Oliver Reed. DeForest Kelly knew it wasn't going to happen. Clayton Moore, who played the Lone Ranger, he knew it wasn't
going
to happen.
So you're saying these people know that it isn't going to happen, and so therefore...
They let go gracefully. They let go, and they let God. They let go and they drift into, I believe there is an afterlife. I believe there is a hereafter. Another plane, if you will, Phil. Another realm of existence. And I think Leo Gorcey and Hunts Hall woke up one day and said, you know something, we're not winning any Academy Awards today. And they let go and drifted off into the arms of the creator.
But you're talking about a suicide option.
First of all, I don't call it suicide. I call it exit stage left. I do not...
You don't call it suicide.
No, I do not. I'm saying that if an actor wants to take that option, he or she will not win the Academy Award.
Are you... Let me ask you something. Are you suggesting that Gloria Stewart commits suicide?
I'm not calling it that, Phil.
All right, exit stage left?
I'm saying Gloria Stewart can let go. Just let go of it, Gloria. Let go of it. Bob Hope is such a classic example. If I had the opportunity to whisper into his ear as he's lying there, because I imagine that Bob spends most of his time now lying down. And
you know, it's hard for me to know whether you're kidding or not.
No, I imagine that he does. I would just whisper in his ear, let go, Bob. You'll never, ever win an Academy Award. And the road movies aren't coming back. So that
you would say to him, what, die?
No, I would not say...
Exit stage left?
Bob, the curtain, the door is open. Walk out of the theater. Because it isn't going to happen. And you know something? Richard Farnsworth knew that.
All right, we're talking here with Margaret Gray, who is a Academy Award winner.
Oh, God, I wish.
No, I was going to say a syndicated columnist. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. She's talking about the very tragic death of Richard Farnsworth.
And I'm not really talking about him, darling, because I don't know.
Yeah, he committed suicide as the result of a terminal illness. You're suggesting that older actors use this option because they haven't won an Academy Award?
Yes.
Why should they? Maybe they're enjoying life. Maybe they're...
Well, Phil, a lot of reasons is because, first of all, you can't get a table at Jerry's Deli now because you've got so many of the older performers taking up space. The younger actors are coming in. I went into Jerry's the other day. It was impossible to sit down because of all the...
Because all the older actors are in there. Why?
They still want to be seen. They still want jobs. But you can't get in there now because you've got Chuck Heston and Robert Loggia sticking their big rear ends there in a booth seat. You know,
Well, all right. I don't know anything about that. I know I went to Jerry's Deli one time in my life.
You know, Phil, I was an actress. Now, don't tease me.
I know.
I was an actress at one time. I had the opportunity to work with Barbara Stanwyck. I turned it down. I married Frank. But I know how this can go for so many of them. And I'm just simply saying to people like Richard Widmark, to people like, thank God, Michael Caine won. Otherwise, you know, we'd be saying the same.
Kill yourself, Michael.
No, I'm not...
Well, that's what you're saying, and that's what it sounds like to me. You're saying Gloria Stewart, Charlton Heston, Wilfred Brimley, and Bob Hope, you'd whisper into Bob Hope's ear to let go of life because he's never going to win the Academy Award. And
well, what do you think Richard Farnsworth...
Richard Farnsworth's got nothing to do with this conversation. You're telling me that he killed himself because of cancer, right?
Yes.
Well, then what's he got to do with...
I'm saying if Richard was disappointed about not winning the Academy Award... Then yes.
Then it would have been an honorable thing that he did?
Phil, there are a lot of young actors that want to get a seat at the big Jerry's Deli, at the big show. And
so kill yourselves, Gloria Stewart, kill yourself so some young actor can get a counter seat at Jerry's Deli.
I'm speaking figuratively.
Okay, the whole show business is the big Jerry's Deli of show business, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they should kill themselves.
You know, Phil, it's an option.
Well, Margaret, you know, you're saying these words. I'm not.
I'm saying they have the option. I'll tell you what. I wouldn't fault them. I wouldn't fault them at all.
Okay. So let's say that Charlton Heston...
Who's a member of the NRA.
Okay, who's a member of the NRA, picks up his rifle one day and says, you know what? My time has passed. I'll never win an Academy Award, and blows his brains out. You'd be happy.
I would understand.
Would you be happy?
There'd be one more place.
Yeah, at Jerry's Deli. Would you be happy?
I'd say that I would understand.
Because that's what you're saying here. And I think that it's a point where you start giving up on life because you haven't won an Academy Award. Margaret Gray is with us. We're talking about... we're not really even talking about Richard Farnsworth. He did shoot himself. He was 80. He was in great pain. She's saying that a lot of older actors might try this option because they haven't won an Academy Award, and that's the only reason why they're hanging around. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. So in other words, who'd she mention? Gloria Stewart, Richard Widmark, any of these people that haven't won an Academy Award, go ahead and blow your brains out because it's too late. Man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, Margaret Gray, having some lunch at the commissary this afternoon?
Yes. I also have a terrible cold.
Yeah, me too. I've been... All right. Now, my question for you is a simple one. First of all, I really am having a hard time, and a lot of people are calling saying the same thing. I don't want you to intimate that Richard Farnsworth took his life because he didn't win an Academy Award. And
Phil, you know very well I'm not doing that.
Well, you sort of are by saying, well, a lot of these people should commit suicide because they haven't won Academy Awards.
I'm saying, let go. They are causing themselves so much grief.
But that's got nothing to do with Richard Farnsworth. The man was in great pain. He had cancer.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Yes, that's what they're saying?
I just think...
Are you trying to tell me he did because he didn't have an Academy Award?
Phil, I know that if I were he, and I almost had my hands on that statue, why do you want to go on living?
Okay, so all the people that have lost down through the years...
That's what I'm saying.
Should I go ahead and blow their brains out?
I'm not saying do it. I'm saying I'd understand.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is New York State. Is that Voorheesville?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I think her philosophy is totally unrealistic. Not to have an Academy Award or to kill yourself over an Academy Award, I feel that...
Well, you know, a lot of them are hanging on for that.
But no, ma'am, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
What do you think, Bob?
People are in pain. They're in pain. They have other things that are on their mind other than
movies, yeah.
Wait a minute. Bob Hope, what do you think keeps him alive?
Okay, first of all, Bob Hope has lived a very long, happy life. The man is in a lot of pain.
No,
if Bob
Hope...
If he's going to die or take his life, it isn't going to be because he didn't get an award.
Is Bob Hope in pain? I wasn't aware.
I don't... Is he sick, ma'am?
Bob Hope?
Yeah.
Bob Hope is getting older.
He's old, yeah.
But we don't know if Bob Hope is sick or if
he's in pain, that's the only way he would take his life.
But what
that's
I'm saying
not because
to you,
he didn't get an award.
What I'm trying to say is the only reason why he hangs on is the hope that
he'll
win.
He's not hanging on to that. That's ridiculous. You don't
Do
hang
you know
on.
How...
He used to make jokes about wanting an Academy Award.
You're totally wrapped up in something that has nothing to do with life. That's not reality. Reality is life, love, people that are around you, family.
Yes, that is absolutely
true. Not because of an Academy Award.
But when you get to a certain... What do you think keeps Charlton Heston alive?
What kept who alive? His family, love, life, the love of life, to make people laugh.
Well, you know, that sounds very nice, and it sounds very sweet, but I work in Hollywood. I write about... Did I tell you that I'm an entertainment writer?
Well, I work here.
I'm having lunch in a commissary right now near many of these people we're talking about.
So that gives you the right to tell people to kill themselves because they haven't gotten an award?
I think it gives me the right to suggest it, yes.
Come on.
Phil.
That's your opinion. Millions of people around the world don't agree with you. And
all right,
you're sitting
but I was
there, a national
darling, all I'm, I,
radio
I'm not, I,
telling people to kill themselves because or
I'm
holding
suggesting,
on to life.
I'm simply suggesting that Wilfred Brimley, and there are a lot of great deals in gun shops.
Come on, man. Wilfred Brimley's not even an old man. He's like, you know, Wilfred Brimley.
I didn't say suicide either. I said exit stage left. And
okay, that makes it better.
You're telling people to...
Exit stage left. Say it, Phil.
You should exit stage left.
No, well,
Are
then maybe you should
for an
exit
Academy
stage
Award?
Left.
Do you
no,
need an Oscar?
I don't
is
need an Oscar.
Is that what's holding you on?
No, what keeps me going is knowing that I'm bringing information that I am keeping you, people like you, connected to the stars and to the actor. The actor's important. And once the actor is no longer important, he should exit stage left.
But
and leave as little bit of a mess as possible.
If it
I
wasn't
always...
you, it's going to be somebody else. So you should exit stage left.
I feel bad for Richard Farnsworth. I'd much rather see Charlton Heston's brains on that wall. But how could I...
Oh, man! I'm losing my temper here, okay?
What, Phil?
What is it that you're saying? I'd much rather see Chuck Heston's brains on that wall.
What did I do?
What did you do? Explain it to her, ma'am. You're listening to this, aren't you?
I think she needs to loosen the buckles on her straitjacket, first of all.
Now I'm nuts. Is that it? Now I'm nuts?
Yes, I believe that
you
are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're sitting there and you're telling me that you're out there to write things for everybody in the whole United States or nation.
Don't you
want
to be connected to your actor? Don't you want to be connected to your actor?
Ma'am, I can sit down and watch TV, but you know what? I know it's not life. It's not
right.
reality.
We move on. Thank you
very
much.
I don't need an Academy Award, nor does any of the actors that you've talked to, because they have brought love and joy and laughter into everybody's
right.
home.
Good point.
Oh, well, that was very lovely, darling, but the reality is...
We got the reality. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. It's a good point.
Phil, I don't appreciate being cut off like that.
Well, you're cutting her off, and I wanted her to make a positive point here, as opposed to that. Cincinnati on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Cincinnati, hello.
Yes, hey.
Go ahead.
Doing?
Fine, sir.
I'm calling about exiting stage left.
Exit stage left.
Exit stage left.
Yes.
I think that's ridiculous.
Why?
My sister...
The next question would be why.
My sister have cancer. She had cancer.
Is she an actress?
She was an actress in our family.
No, but has she been in... What film has she been in?
She never been in no film.
Well, what are we talking about here, Phil?
He's talking about his sister.
But she was under pain.
Did she do episodic television?
It doesn't make a difference if you're on television or not.
Well, I'm talking about...
If a person is under pain, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to go around... I mean, if she didn't want to be here no more...
Right.
And she didn't want to suffer no more...
Right.
And she tell me, said, listen here, yeah. I don't want to suffer no more.
Why are we talking about someone that? Is she famous,
well,
darling?
Because she say, look, well, I ain't win a Academy Award or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's not a good reason to let go.
To win a Camry Award, what is that?
An Academy Award.
Academy Award.
All right. But she... Didn't do any television.
Forget it. The man is saying the woman is, his sister lives in pain. Richard Farnsworth, the actor, was living in pain, and he decided to end his life, which was his option. Is that what you're saying, sir?
Yeah.
That's his option. And
but Richard Farnsworth, he was nominated for 2 Academy Awards.
But
yeah.
You were saying earlier about he didn't win none.
No, he didn't. That's
none,
why he blew
he
his brains out. Has your sister won any Academy Awards? That's all I want to know.
No.
Then she should shoot herself.
Okay, that's it.
See?
I
good luck.
I apologize, sir. I apologize to those who are suffering from pain, who may have cancer. I didn't... this guest of ours, I think, stepped over the line. That's why I pulled her off the air. Now, she's talking about actors and actresses. Is it her calling back again? Okay. Margaret?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to be cut off a lot by me unless you get it under control.
Phil, I was... That man called in and said that his sister had been in some television show. And
He didn't say anything of the sort. He has a sister who had cancer, and he understands a man shooting himself because he's in so much pain.
Oh, he understands that, but he couldn't possibly imagine anyone blowing their brains out because they haven't won an Emmy.
No, I guess he couldn't.
Well, that's a fine how-do-you-do. Because I will tell you this right now, Phil. If I hadn't won an Emmy and I was up for one, maybe I would. But by the same token, if I saw my work in Big Valley like Linda Evans must have seen her work, I'd shoot myself without winning an Emmy or with winning an Emmy or anything like that. So that
no, nobody knows what you're saying.
I know. I blew that. The timing was...
Yeah, you completely blew it. All right, let me go to Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Miami, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I don't think I've ever heard a sicker individual in my life than this woman you've got on here.
Wait a second.
There are many.
Let
we're
the
not
finish.
Talking about actors, actresses, or anything else. We're talking
right.
about human beings that have lives after their careers. Hell, if what she's saying is true, everybody that retires and is not going to get any further in their life than what they had attained at the time they retired ought to blow their brains out.
No,
that's sick, woman.
If you're hanging
you're a
on,
sick
like,
individual.
If you're like Chuck Heston hanging on for the big Academy Award,
how do you know that?
Oh, look
how do
at
you
him.
Know that he's hanging off for an Academy Award? He might be living for his family and other people.
Well, why does he keep himself
the same
in
with
front
Richard
of...
Widmark and Grimley and everybody else?
Richard Widmark's
you know,
last Dan
Marino
shot,
just retired
Grimley?
From the Dolphins. He
yes,
never
and
won
he
a
should
Super Bowl,
and he
so
should
he
shoot
go
himself.
Blow his brains out
yes.
he's never going to win a Super Bowl.
1-800-449-6886, Phil Henry Show. One 800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray has joined us, a nationally syndicated columnist. Her column, A Little Bird Told Me, appears in 150 newspapers nationwide each Tuesday. Her column tomorrow is going to be dealing with the death of Richard Farnsworth, a fine actor, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. She says that while it might not be the case of Richard Farnsworth, a lot of actors and actresses are hanging on in the hopes that they'll win an Academy Award. Now, Margaret, there was a caller from Miami just before the break who said, and I thought he made an excellent point, should Dan Marino, because he's never won a Super Bowl, should Dan Marino blow his brains out?
Well, excuse me, Phil, he never said that.
You all right?
Yeah, hold on.
God.
Phil, the caller in Miami never said that.
Yes, he did. He asked the question, should Dan Marino...
No, he did not.
I heard the man's asked the question, should Dan Marino, since he's never won a Super Bowl, blow his brains clean out of his head? Didn't he say that?
No, Phil, he did not say that. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Did you hear him say that, Craig? Craig doesn't remember.
Because he never said that.
I thought I heard the gentleman in Miami ask that. All right, well, let me ask the question.
First of all, he's an actor. It's not. He's an athlete. It's not the same thing. Athletes, if they don't win Super Bowls, eventually will drink themselves to death or something like that. A lot of what athletes do is kill themselves in automobile accidents. But I don't think that it's applicable.
A lot of what athletes do is kill themselves. All right, I thought I heard him.
No, he didn't say that.
All right, well, what you are saying, though, is that Gloria Stewart, Charlton Heston, Wilford Brimley, Bob Hope, Richard Widmark, all of these guys, you mentioned Hunts Hall, who's not alive.
I know Hunts Hall is not alive because he gracefully decided to exit. He gracefully decided to exit stage left when he knew Hunts Hall's not winning any Academy Award.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Norfolk, Virginia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? My point is this. I cannot even believe you would actually recommend somebody doing something like that. Sometimes it's just not all about the awards. You know, some people just don't care about the awards. They just like what they do. And why can't they do it if they enjoy doing it?
If that's the case, that's fine. That's not the case with a lot of these actors. Gloria Stewart is desperately hanging on for another shot. Richard Widmark is desperately hanging on for another shot. That's the case. Okay, and I'm glad I was able to explain
that.
But I
can't recommend them blowing their brains out.
I didn't say that. I said exit stage left.
But
all right,
still,
thanks for your call. Here is Winston-Salem on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, my point is that I don't understand why this lady thinks that actors are so much more special
You know who Clayton Moore is?
These people, the actors are just people who are doing a job. They're
do you know who the Lone Ranger was? The Lone Ranger was a man. Clayton Moore was a great man, but he didn't win an Academy Award.
Why does an Academy Award mean anything to anybody if they don't enjoy what they're doing? If they like it, they keep doing it, and when they're done, they go do something else. If
because
they're
you
suffering
want
for some reason,
you want
and they
want
to end their life.
All right, this guy's not listening to what you're saying. Go ahead, answer his question.
Because they want recognition for what they're doing. Because they want people to know that they were here. Without an Academy Award, no one's going to remember Charlton Heston through next week. Without an Academy Award, Wilford Brimley is gone. See, all of this is important to these people.
Well, I don't think that that's the case. I think that what happens is that just as that guy said, they work their rear ends off, then they retire. What about, like, Victor Mature? He didn't take
He was in a film with Richard Widmark.
Yeah, that's great. He wasn't out there blowing his brains out. He never won an Academy Award. In fact, he didn't even think that he was a very good actor. What do you mean, Clayton Moore?
Clayton Moore...
I know what he did. That guy's not going to win any Academy Awards either. The guy was the Lone Ranger?
I thought it was credible work.
Well, what makes you think the Lone Ranger, he's going to win? That guy, Hunts Hall?
What about Rory Calhoun?
Rory Calhoun? I mean, what were these guys in where they were going to win?
DeForest Kelly. What about him?
Is that Bones?
Yes, Bones.
What was he going to win for, man? Star Trek The Journey Home? What's he going to win for? You know?
What about Alec Guinness? What about John Gielgud?
Those guys won, okay? And like you said, thank God Michael Caine did. The point is that some people can just do their work.
Well, Phil, all I'm saying is this. To friends of Bob Hope and others, please get Bob to realize that it's over and let go.
So that Bob will just exit stage left.
That's right. Because I'll tell you something, Phil. I believe in another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. I think it's time, Phil, to unlock the door of your imagination. There's a signpost up ahead. Next stop, Harp Lessons.
Here is Harp Lessons.
Yes.
Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. San Diego, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was wondering, who is she to decide when somebody's time is over, when they're supposed to exit stage left? I mean, you got the actress Susan Lucci. She was up for the award so many times. I mean, Chuck, if she had a punch down, she never would have gotten it. I think she got it, what, last
year? Well, I
think
you've got, at Jerry's Deli here in Hollywood, a lot of the actors meet there to be seen by agents and producers.
Uh-huh.
You can't even get a seat in Jerry's Deli anymore because a lot of the older actors are taking up space at the counter and in the booths.
Who's to decide when their time is up? Who are you to decide?
I say it's time to get them out of those booths and away from that counter.
When?
So that the young actors can get a place.
But when?
An Academy Award is an act. As soon as you realize you have no shot at winning an Academy Award. An Academy Award is an actor's ticket to get into Jerry's Deli until you're at least 100 years old. Without an award, old actors are only appreciated in the afterlife.
That's ludicrous.
No, that's not ludicrous.
Yes, it is.
No. Prove to me that it's ludicrous.
You're crazy.
Prove it.
You know.
Prove it.
Prove what?
That it's ludicrous.
You're saying old actors are only known in the afterlife.
Right.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's where anybody knows. Do you know? Let me ask you a question. Name one movie Wilford Brimley's been in.
Phil, you need to just cancel her. I don't know why.
Name one movie Wilford Brimley's been in.
You can't.
You know why? Because the guy will only be known by God and his angels.
All right. Well, good luck. And I'll tell you something right now. If as the result of this show, Gloria Stewart shoots herself,
you can thank me.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. You'll never be on this show again. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Anyway, I was a big Richard Farnsworth fan. Now, I want to mention that we're going to be at the Museum of Television and Radio on November the 2nd, and we're broadcasting live there from 4 to 7. The reason why I mention that is, for some reason, people seem to want to watch me do the show live. They seem to think it's interesting. And so, we rarely do this, but we'll every now and again go out and do the show live, a live remote broadcast of the show, and we're going to do that on November the 2nd at 4 o'clock at the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills. And this is a part of a radio festival that they're having there. There's going to be a bunch of other radio shows there. We will be doing it from the theater there at the Museum of Television and Radio. And beyond that, I don't have any information as to whether the tickets are free or whether you have to pay for them. I don't know, but you might call the Museum of Television and Radio and find out. Ticket information. You got some information for me, Craig? What is that? A phone number? Tickets? Tickets are free, first come, first serve. Cool. So that's November 2nd, 4 to 7 Pacific time at the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles, or in Beverly Hills. Then on Saturday, November the 4th, it's Casino Night 2000. The Phil Hendry Show and My Friend's Place present Dwight Yoakam at the Santa Monica Museum of Flying, and he'll be there, an incredible evening, Casino Night, which means basically we're playing dice and blackjack and stuff like that. And all the money goes to benefit My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Tickets are $250 per person, but it's a really fun night, and they can be purchased by calling My Friend's Place Casino Night 2000 coordinator Lisbeth Faust at 323-908-0011, extension 102, or mailing a check to P.O. Box 3867, Hollywood 90078. And I tried to dry out. I have a drinking problem, so I went and I tried to dry out this weekend. No, I'm kidding. I have a very serious cold, and so I tried drying out over the weekend. Let's just say it was a spa. I won't say where. And it was hot, and so we're there and trying to do different things. So one thing about spas, I don't know how many men listening to me right now have ever been to one. I dare say not too many of you, because, and I say this with great respect, the only guys that go to spas with other guys are gay men, and that's just happens to be a fact. Straight guys don't go to spas with each other. Straight guys go to spas generally either alone, and I would if I were single and I was, I would go out to a spa and get a massage or something like that, or you know, mud bath or something like that. It just would be something that I would try every now and again, but only by myself. I would not be seen dead with another guy. Like, for instance, hey, Craig, you want to go out to the spa, man, and get some mud baths and, you know, facials? Naturally, he'd say no. Well, naturally, most guys would say no. Craig would say yes. Straight guys, it just doesn't happen. I'm not saying that that is an admirable stance. I'm not saying it's mature. It's probably not, but that's just how it is. That's the way it is. And the only guys you see at a spa, and by a spa, maybe you don't know what I mean, but it's a place where you can soak in mud baths and mineral baths, and they give you a facial, and they give you massages, and they give you manicures and pedicures and all kinds of stuff. And they have Watsu pools, which I don't know what that is, but I saw a sign that says Watsu pool this way. And they have, well, here, Swedish massage, shatsu, combination, reflexology. Then they have deep tissue massaging, which is basically you pay about $136 for an hour and a half of someone sticking their fingers so deep into your muscle tissue that you pray for death. You pray and you fantasize about just leaving this world. You'd do anything. You'd rather be doing anything. You'd rather be rolling around in mud. You'd rather be a pin changer at a bowling alley in Barstow. Anything but going through what you're paying $136 at that moment for, a deep tissue massage. Because they're sticking their fingers so in there, it's the tortures of the hell, of the damned. It's horrific. Then they have aromatherapy. I'm sure you've heard about this. A gentle soothing massage using special formulated essential oils blended to blah, 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 blah. They got scalp massage. They got Roman Celtic brush. This is skin and body care. What is the Roman Celtic brush? An invigorating brush treatment from the spas in Baden-Baden, Germany. Oh, well then. Uses natural brushes, aromatic soaps, and lotions to stimulate the skin and lymphatic system. Basically, it's a wire metal brush. They scrub you down with it. Egyptian clay body, sea algae body wrap. They have a salt glow and herbal steam, clay cabana, mud baths, all this stuff. So we go out there, and because Maria really digs that, and I had the Epicurean facial. And you know what? I ain't any better looking for it today. I got Taylor attesting to that right now, man. I had a facial, and I'm still just as ugly. But anyway, it feels good. So I'm out there, and I got into this mineral pool, and I guess maybe it's the atmosphere of the place, or perhaps some people are European. I don't know. This woman gets into the tub with no top on, with obviously fake breasts. And I don't know if there's any woman out there who still believes that she can have a breast enhancement job done and not have every single solitary human being in the world know it, including preschoolers. I mean, who doesn't know when a woman's had a breast enhancement, right? Because the rest of her wasn't all that great. But anyway, she had no top on. And I know what I'm supposed to think as a straight guy. I'm supposed to immediately get an erection and have my tongue fall out of my mouth. And I'm supposed to just go gaga over that. Well, I'm sorry. I hope I don't disappoint many of my loyal male listeners when I say, you know what? It kind of bothered me. It bothered me. Maybe it's because, hey, do you have to do that now when I'm with my wife? Maybe it was that. But I think more to the point was the fact that I don't get to drop my pants and go into that pool. How come you get to do that? Now, congratulations. Hey, you got $15,000 worth of work done on your breasts. And if I was somebody else, maybe I'd sign them. That's original. By the way, you guys, you got to listen to my outgoing message on my machine. 213-251-3189. Call it right now. You'll like it. Then leave me a message if you want, although I won't listen to them. But anyway, she gets in with the top off, and I'm thinking, you know, the thing that's unfair about that is I can't take my pants off and show everybody what a wonderful, strapping, massive, great example of manhood that I am. Why does she get to do that? I can't just drop my pants and, I think I'm going to get a mineral tab going here, man. What's up? Hey, buddy. Hey. And pretend like it's au naturel and pretend like, you know, there's nothing sexual about it at all. I'm just in the tub and I'm having myself a nice rub down. She dropped her top, and she got in the water. Now, lest you think she was European, forget it, because later Marie and I were having dinner, and we heard the couple, and she was at the table. I could overhear her, and it was like, so what do you want to do after dinner? You know, she was from here, somewhere from here. She wasn't European, and it wasn't about... And so what is this, man? She's in a mineral tub, and it's au naturel. What's natural about plastic and silicone, anyway? I just want to be, I want to be me. I want to ask you a question. If she had them that were hanging down to her freaking belt line, would she have taken her top off then because it was au naturel? So it kind of, it was a little disturbing, you know. And one of the things that's kind of interesting, when you're with your wife, well, guess what? You can't stare at them because there's Maria and she's looking at me. So the first thing I said was, there's a woman just got in the tub here with her top off. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. Oh, Guy, why are you making such a big deal out of it? It's just very normal, Phil. And why are you making a big deal out of it? She just took her top off. Really? Well, if that's the case, can I go over to her and say, nice breasts. You have the biggest, fattest breasts I've ever seen. God, those are awesome. What doctor did the work? Am I allowed to do that, huh? If it's just so cool and everything, why make a big deal out of it? Am I allowed to swim over there and comment on what she obviously wants me to see? The answer to that question is a big not. No, I can't, can I? So don't give me that whole line of reasoning about, oh, gosh, why are you making a big deal out of it? Because she's making a big deal out of it. Because she wants to make a big deal out of it. And the guy who was about 30 years older than her, he wanted to make a big deal out of it, too. In fact, she probably was making, well, whatever a deal she could make out of him, she was making it. I wouldn't say it was that big. By the way, all the women that were really hot at this place, they were all with guys 20 years older than them. So, okay. They were all with dudes about at least 20 years older. I saw two really beautiful women, and the men that they were with were at least, in their late 40s, early 50s, on up the ladder. And I don't know why. Maybe it's I'm a cynic or whatever, but there was something inside of me that said, they must, you know, this relationship for that woman must be worth a lot of money. I don't know. Sugar daddy came into mind, all that stuff. Yes, I'm sure some of them could be in love. Pardon me, I don't want to offend anyone who has a wonderfully warm, loving relationship with a man who's 146, but it just seemed that way to me. And then when they were having dinner, I noticed that she was signing for the dinner. And I felt very bad. I said, geez, I thought that perhaps he was just, you know, paying her way in life. Maybe he was her sugar daddy. And Maria says to me, well, he's probably married and he doesn't want his wife to find any of the signed credit card receipts. So he's having her put it on her card so that he can just give her cash. And I thought to myself, well, that's a great idea. I mean, I thought, that's sad. So you guys out there, don't ever do that. Don't ever take your young secretary to a spa and have her use her card and then you give her cash so that all the receipts go to her house. Don't ever do that. So that was my weekend there at the spa. And then I said, am I allowed to go nude in that spa? No, you are not, sir. Well, I saw a woman just take her top off. Really? Where? Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. This is the number one rated. Number one in L.A. and afternoon drive and elsewhere. Phil Hendry Show.